Prologue. 8 December 1941. Midnight. Tokyo time. The clock was ticking. Admiral Isokuro Yamamoto looked up at the large brass-mounted nautical clock that hung on the bulkhead before him. All was silent, except for that clock and the background noises of a ship laboring through heavy seas. His staff stood respectfully, no one stirring, no one seated except the architect of this day that all knew would be the most fateful in the history of their people, their race, their island nation, and their sacred emperor. Yamamoto took another cigarette from the silver case laid on the table by his side and, reaching into his pocket, pulled out a lighter, an American lighter, lit the cigarette, and then looked back at the clock. It ticked through another minute to midnight. Tokyo time, 8 December, 1941.
It has begun.
Yamamoto, the most successful noted gambler in the Japanese Navy, whispered to himself. On the Malayan coast, 8 December 1941, 12:03 a.m. local time. Captain Cecil Stanford, eyes red-rimmed with exhaustion, lowered the heavy Zeiss night binoculars. The night was sticky, hot, and he rubbed the sweat from his face with a soiled handkerchief. Though technically a captain of the Royal Navy, his duties leading to this night had led him far from the deck of any ship. He had been a teacher at a foreign naval academy, an alleged reporter, intelligence agent, advisor to a prime minister, and now, this night, an observer whom few had listened to, and who had motored north over treacherous jungle roads the length of this peninsula colony. His driver, Marine Sergeant Harris, leaned against the fender of their old Bentley sedan, sipping his tea, which was well fortified from Cecil's flask, and with cupped hands nursed a cigarette. The only sound was that of tropical waves gently lapping onto a tropical beach. If his mind had been of a different cast, it would have perhaps stirred a fantasy of romance, but he had stilled his heart to that. There had been only one real love, and both she and their child were gone. To the north, several miles away, a small port town close on to the border with Thailand glowed, the last of the cafes closing for the night, the town quiet. Everyone was asleep, or soon would be, or at least planned to be. A flicker of light disturbed him, and he looked over his shoulder. Harris was lighting another cigarette, trying unsuccessfully to keep light discipline, hands cupped around the Zippo, but still it was almost blinding.
"How the hell did you survive the trenches at Gallipoli?"
Cecil grumbled. Harris grinned, took a second cigarette, and lit it off the end of the first, handing it to Cecil.
"Now, sir, if I thought Johnny Turk was out there and my head was sticking above a trench, that would be a different story now, wouldn't it?"
And at that instant, the world turned to brilliant daylight.